Free Talk Live. You bring up whatever you want. Toll free at 855-450-FREE. It's the SACL CAI toll free line. You can join us online over at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features we have waiting for you on the site. We give them all away, so enjoy. You can actually create the content on the site. Everything you see as you scroll down the front page, those numbered items are submitted by listeners like you. So if you find something online you think's interesting, you think that our listeners would appreciate hearing about, you can submit it as show prep over at freetalklive.com. It will then appear on the upcoming stories page where it awaits a certain number of votes in order to be promoted, as it's called, to the front page of the site. So go to freetalklive.com, get interactive there. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian,
Nemi,
and Mark.
All right, so of course we will take your calls about anything here, and lots of stuff in the news to talk about. I've got so much that there's no way that we're going to be able to fit it all in. But there was a lot of, I guess, social media swirling around one story a few days ago. Maybe the two of you saw it. It was about the homeless guy in, I believe it was New York City, where a police officer was so kind to this homeless man as to buy a fancy pair of boots, winter boots of some sort, for the homeless man, and helped put them on his feet, I guess, or gave them to him outside of whatever storefront he was sitting out of. Did y'all hear about this
story? I did hear about this.
Sure. Yeah. So it was pretty heavy on the social media penetration.
This was
getting shared everywhere. I mean, it's the holiday season.
It's a generous, good cop.
Right. This cop actually not, you know, bashing the homeless person's head against the pavement and, you know, trying to clean him up off the streets, but actually caring enough to give him some nice clothing. Great holiday season, warm the heart kind of story. Well, it turns out that there's a little bit more going on that wasn't necessarily too clear from the first story with this so-called homeless person.
What's your source?
Salon.com.
Okay.
And then also MSN News.
All right.
Salon.com.
Where'd you get the story? Did it come from freetalklive.com?
I don't know. Okay. I don't know if I made a note. I don't think I made a note about that if it did. So sometimes I get stories without knowing they're at freetalklive.com, or I'll get it before I see it there or whatever. Anyway, the homeless man, according to, in fact, I'm pretty sure I saw this on Facebook. I think it was Adam Kokesh is where I got this one. As Salon reported last week, the image of NYPD officer Larry DePrimo giving a pair of new boots to a homeless man in Times Square became an online sensation when they posted, that being the NYPD, posted the tourist's photo to Facebook. The reality of how the story played out, however, further illustrates that one heartwarming picture can offer a misleading narrative about the challenges of homelessness in New York. The New York Times found the homeless man in the picture, identifying him as Jeffrey Hillman, wandering in Manhattan Sunday night. Once again, barefoot. What do you think he did with the shoes?
Sold them?
That's right. He told the paper when asked about the boots that he'd been gifted, because, you know, it is cold out there in New York City in the nighttime. It's getting kind of chilly up here in New England, and New York's not that much warmer. But he decided he would rather go without those nice pair of boots gifted to him by that police officer because, as he explained, they're worth a lot of money. He also noted that despite being grateful for DePrimo's gift, he wanted a piece of the pie with regards to his internet fame as his image was posted without his permission.
So what's that have to do with a piece of the pie? What's that have to do with the boots?
Oh, nothing.
I sold the boots because I wanted a piece of the pie?
No. That was completely separate.
I think he's speaking metaphorically.
He sold the boots for immediate cash and is now upset that his photo has been posted online without his permission and would like to get some money out of that.
I bet he would.
Right. So that's a quick update there, but now
it's called a pair of boots.
Right. He wants some sort of, I guess, intellectual property payment.
You know, likeness, like, rights.
Yeah, likeness.
Yeah.
So, but that's not all. There's more from MSN News that reports that the barefoot homeless man who received the boots from the NYPD actually isn't homeless, according to a report by the New York Daily News. Surprise, surprise! The man, Jeffrey Hillman, has an apartment in the Bronx paid for through a combination of...
taxpayer money.
That's right. Federal Section 8 rent vouchers and Social Security, disability, and veterans benefits, officials told the paper. Hillman has continued to panhandle on the streets, however, and reportedly has a history of refusing help from family and the government. Now,
Well, he doesn't apparently need any help. He's got an apartment.
Yeah, and he is, I don't know why it says he has a history of refusing help from the government. He's clearly getting help from the government. They're paying for his apartment. So tax dollars are paying for this man to give him a place to live so he can go home any old time he wants to and warm his little footsies in his bathtub that he probably has or his shower. And so he has a place to live at the taxpayer's benefit or you know at their behest. And now he's being given things on the street because people believe he's homeless. You know, he appears as though he's homeless.
Right. You're walking around barefoot in what appear to be clam diggers.
Yeah. And of course, you don't.
In the winter, in December, in, or at least November, in New York City, and people are going to go ahead right off the bat and assume homeless.
Now, I don't know what it takes to get Section 8 rent vouchers. But I know that in some welfare programs, if you're working, they'll pull the welfare from you. So it makes sense from a perspective of being a mooch that you would want to not work anywhere over, you know,
above the table.
You wouldn't want to have a legit job. So begging is a nice, you know, below the table kind of cash job.
This guy sounds mentally ill, though. I mean, and it's hard for mentally
I don't know. I haven't done. Have you seen a video with him or something?
He's wandering around New York City with no shoes on. He traded a pair of boots for, what, $25 or something?
I don't know how nice the boots were.
They didn't give him retail.
Yeah, he probably went to a pawn shop.
Did you see the feet that he had? I wouldn't have given him retail after I looked at his feet and said, those have been in those boots? $25? Tops?
I don't know if he's mentally ill or not, but I just think it's interesting that the story has panned out in this way. It turns out the homeless guy wasn't actually, in point of fact, homeless. And, you know, he can clearly take care of himself to some extent. He's got a house to go to.
Well, I think that he looked homeless, and I think that, you know, I didn't know that the New York City Police Department promoted this situation. I thought that somebody caught it on film kind of thing. But
apparently they did and then gave the picture to the New York Police Department,
okay.
who then hooted it out.
All right. I don't have a problem with that, you know, doing a little self-promotion with a video like that. If this guy did it for the purpose of trying to help a man that he thought was homeless, I think that the officer, you know, it shows the kind-heartedness. I think most people were touched by the kind-heartedness, not necessarily by what this actually did for this individual, because yeah. I hope that people understand the problems of mental illness and homelessness run far deeper than buying a pair of shoes for everybody in the country.
But not everybody who's homeless is mentally ill. I mean, some people choose to be homeless.
Indeed.
And some people choose a lifestyle like he's choosing where he appears to be homeless, but is just using that to, you know, mooch money from people so he can live in his government-paid-for apartment.
I wouldn't doubt that for a second. I know it's true. I know that some people are, you know, just choose not to work.
But ultimately, the lesson here is that you shouldn't buy brand new boots for homeless people because they're going to take it and pawn it, likely.
I thought that was like a foregone conclusion anyway. Well, that strikes me as, is this really news?
Well, hold on. Skechers offered them to him at wholesale because of what he was doing, as part of this story that maybe you're not privy to in here. So, and also it's proximity. It's not like the officer is walking around with a pair of boots in his hand and mm-hmm. saying, you know, which homeless guy can I give these to? He was touched by this guy, decided that he would go to a nearby shoe store, yeah. get a pair of shoes. He said he was buying it for the homeless guy. The manager steps in and says, okay. We're going to give these to you at the lowest rate we can give them to you at. And then they did, and then they gave them to us. So for that purpose, I think that it's a good idea if you're going to do something, you know, at the moment to be able to do something rather than waiting to do the best thing.
I see where you're coming from. But ultimately, a lot of homeless people are the way they are because of their habits. And they have, you know, gotten themselves into that situation
yep.
by snorting all of the money that they earn every month or smoking it or drinking it.
Or it's just more profitable. When I went down to New Orleans pre-Katrina, we were warned as tourists about panhandlers who made very good livings for themselves,
mm-hmm.
going out and doing mock street performances or whatever. And I don't see a lot of panhandling.
I don't consider that panhandling.
In New Hampshire, I certainly see it down in Massachusetts and Boston and the area around Boston much more when I'm down there.
I don't consider street performers to be panhandlers. I mean, those people are providing a service that's valuable to people. They're entertaining you. A panhandler is somebody that comes up to you when you're walking out of Walmart or the grocery store and tries to hit you up for change.
Hey, brother, got a dime?
Huge difference there.
A dime? I was given $1 and they said, hey, can't you give me 10?
855-450-FREE. the SACL CAI toll-free line. Your experience with giving homeless people money versus, like, buying them a sandwich. Coming up.
Hi, I'm Dave.
Hi, Dave.
And I've got no idea what makes a website successful. Believe me, I've tried.
Lucky for Dave, there's Web.com. Web.com will build his website and yours for free. You heard right. You can do what over 3 million small businesses have already done. Team with the experts at Web.com to get a website built for free. Plus, you'll get 30 days to experience our comprehensive hosting, support, maintenance, and marketing on Google, Yahoo, Bing, and hundreds of other locations absolutely risk-free. For more information on getting your website built for free, call Web.com today.
Wow, thanks. I feel much better.
You can make that call.
Call Web.com today at 855-885-2819. That's 855-885-2819. Or visit Web.com/radio.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm. This time warns of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. You heard me right. The GAO is drawing a parallel between the U.S. economy, its debt, and the current Greek economic meltdown. With the debt-to-GDP chart climbing into unfamiliar territory, the growing budget deficit will rise to unsupportable levels. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American. Covering the risk of continued deficit spending coupled with an aging population and the rising interest rates spell economic disaster. It's imperative that you get a copy of this document and study it for yourself. Call me today at 800-686-2237 and I'll send you a free copy. Again, call 800-686-2237 and ask for your copy of the CBO document. Once again, you need to read this government report. Call 800-686-2237.
Witnessed two terrible storms in the east, but we are still in the eye of the perfect storm. The most devastating economic condition since the Great Depression, America's worst drought in agricultural history, and now the economic results of the presidential election. This perfect storm is a huge threat to everyone's food supply. I just doubled down and got even more supplies from eFoods Direct, and I recommend you do the same. It's time to get your own supply from eFoods Direct. I know I won't be standing in a bread line trading my freedom for food. I'm taking control of my future. And you're nuts if you don't do the same. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find the specials. And you can start with a holiday gift pack that's normally $80, now under $50. Remember, I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Would you rather prepare 6 months too early or 1 day too late? 409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
You know what happens to your digestive health around the holidays? Right. Unusual schedules and foods you don't normally eat can cause upset stomach and indigestion. But you can prepare your digestive tract with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse from Terraganics.com. Pro-EM-1 is all natural and made with certified organic ingredients. It contains no genetically modified ingredients or preservatives and has no animal products, wheat, soy, dairy, or gluten. Pro-EM-1 does not require refrigeration, so you can take it with you over the river and through the woods to Grandma's house. Pro-EM-1 supports a healthy, regular digestive system, supports weight loss, and improves absorption of food nutrients. Improve your digestion and keep off those extra pounds with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse. Call or click Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com. Toll free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Dial in toll free. Bring up anything you want. 855-450-FREE is the SACL CAI toll free line. You can join us online. Do head over to freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features that you'll find on the site. They are free. And the features include the bulletin board system. You can get interactive with other Free Talk Live listeners. bbs.freetalklive.com will take you there. It is our forum, and it's free like the rest of the website. bbs.freetalklive.com. Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project, your best chance at achieving liberty in your lifetime. You got to get together with other people that think as you do, people that understand what freedom means, that in order to live free, you have to allow others to live their lives how they want to, even if they're living their lives in a way that you would disagree with. And also, of course,
chances go they are.
Freedom means you should be free to live your life how you want, so long as you don't harm anyone else. If you like all those ideas and you're willing to actually do something about it, then go to freestateproject.org, learn more about the Free State Project, get signed up, and get on up here to New Hampshire sooner rather than later. We've already got 1,100-plus people here in New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project. We want to get to 20,000. We've got over 13,000 people that have pledged to move, and you can join their ranks at freestateproject.org. Again, freestateproject.org. Let's go to the phones and to the fun. We'll talk to Butt Leakage calling from Indiana, listening to LRN.FM. Hello there.
Yes, sir.
Hello, Mr. Leakage. Go ahead.
Hi. I listened to the Mr. Tacpan's interview today, and I have to tell you guys to, it seems like you're very interested in this, Ian, but, gosh, I just lost my train of thought. Anyway,
Mr. Tacpan's.
Go to YouTube and search Marco Rodin's Vortex-Based Math. Now,
okay, hold on.
What?
Marco Rodin's.
Rodent?
Yeah, R-O-D-I-N.
Rodin, okay.
Vortex-based math.
Based math, okay. And what will one find if one does that?
All right, it's very hard to explain. It's sort of like what Mr. Tacpan is talking about. And also, like, I've also read the Gene Ray's Time Cube site.
You mean one will find a crazy man talking into a camera on YouTube?
No. This guy is not on lithium, or it doesn't appear to be, and he's teaching like a class. He's kind of hippie-ish,
mm-hmm.
and I have a hard time explaining it, but...
You recommend the viewing.
Yeah, that's all I got.
Will we be entertained? That's the question. Will we be entertained?
Okay, there's 44 10-minute videos.
Okay.
So maybe by like video two, it'll start to he starts to make connections. And oddly enough, it's kind of weird. I study electromagnetics, and induction coils is an electronic component, and this is used to make an induction coil. But this induction coil, like, I don't see any purpose for it. It doesn't do anything. So it's kind of. But the math makes sense. But then again, it doesn't. It's very simple, but. Like I say, Marco Rodin's Vortex-Based Math on YouTube.
Okay. Well, thanks for the recommendation. Anything else you want to comment on?
Just do it to it. And I like the prank callers. I do like them. And the younger...
What on earth do you like about them?
I don't know. I mean, it's I think it's good for the show, you know?
Why would you think that? We've already had people tell us it's upsetting to hear them, so... Why would you say it's good?
What's the value?
It's amusing.
Is it really? I don't find it amusing at all. What's so funny about it?
Okay.
It's not creative. I mean, they just get on the air and they say in a lot of cases, they'll say something complimentary to make it, you know, for whatever reason, because they think they're fooling us into thinking that they like us. And then they'll just drop the F-bomb or say something else.
Right. I think it's because, I don't want to sound insulting, but I think it's because it annoys the host. You know, it kind of gets under their skin. I don't know.
That is the purpose of a crank, to some extent.
So there's an appeal in ticking off the guy with the dump button? That's what you're trying to say?
Honestly, another good thing about Free Talk Live is the dump button. Ian hangs up on people so fast. And I mean, it's another good part of the show, and I'm just saying it's amusing. I don't know what to say about it.
Doesn't bother him.
I always thought the purpose of a crank was to get your crank out on the air so people could hear it. Well, you know, upset the hosts? Okay. I mean, it's not like I feel any differently toward them than I have toward any other crank caller. But I can see where you're coming from, and I can see if that was their goal, then I suppose, you know, it does frustrate me a little bit when someone is, you know, wasting airtime with nonsense as opposed to actually having a conversation. And the frustration is because I can, you know, I don't want people to leave the show. I don't, you know, apparently you like it, Mr. Leakage, but, you know, I don't want the average listener who is annoyed by a call like that to tune out because of them. So I guess that would be where my, you know, personally, I'm not upset by someone saying the F-bomb. Like, that's not what bugs me, right? So, anyway, thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you. 855-450-FREE. Greg's in Cincinnati. You're listening on Free Talk Live. And by the way, the crankers seem to come and go. Like, they did not call last night, unless they were screened out. I don't believe they were, because our board op probably would have told us if he had screened them out. So, I don't know, maybe they've gone off into their off cycle at this point. Anyway, Greg, go ahead with your thoughts.
Hey, guys. So I saw an interesting YouTube video that was a challenge to a liberty philosophy, more specifically the non-aggression principle. And I wanted to get your thoughts. I had my own thoughts, but I want to share this specific situation. This person, and I'm sorry I didn't save the link, unfortunately. I only had a few views. But he said, hypothetical situation, there was some sort of baby that was in trouble, you know, sliding down some sort of ramp or something. It was imminent trouble, and the only way you could get to them is to shove someone aside. That would be a violation of the non-aggression principle, and therefore, it's flat-out valid from top to bottom. I thought that was pretty clever.
Hold on, just one second. You had to shove somebody out of the way, and then that's a violation of the non-aggression principle, and so therefore what?
And therefore we have to reject the non-aggression principle.
Okay.
So I had some specific thoughts on this. I wanted to get your initial reaction. I mean,
sure.
I think he set up something that was probably a little more, something along the lines of, this is an imminent doom, you know the baby's going to die, and you know the person will probably be hurt pretty bad when you shove them. Of course, you don't know that, you can't see into the future. But what's your initial response to something like that? As vague as it would be.
Well, I think that, you know, one gets a good feeling from saving dying children if one has the opportunity. I certainly get that feeling. Don't you think that that would make you feel pretty good?
Yeah.
Like it'd make you feel like a hero. And you might even tell some people about it so that you could even feel more heroic as you told them, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's worth something. Good feelings are worth something. People pay a lot of money for good feelings. Sure, if somebody's upset that I shove them out of the way, I'm willing to take that chance, and I'm willing to compensate them for whatever way I hurt them. Hopefully, they will understand that these kind of sacrifices need to be made, and look, we have a whole child to show for it. But maybe they want some kind of compensation. I'd certainly be happy to give it to them.
Stand by, Greg. We can bring you back here in a moment. 855-450-FREE is the SACL CAI toll-free line. This is like a variant on the what if you're in front of a speeding bus and I shove you to save your life.
Yeah, the railroad switch.
But break your ribs while I shoved you or something like that. This is interesting because it brings in another person.
It'd be a great news story,
too. We're coming up here. This is Free Talk Live.
Check out StunGunMics.com. They specialize in home and business security, family safety, and personal protection. At StunGunMics.com, they have everything from mace pepper sprayers to cell phone stun guns and everything in between. Visit www.StunGunMics.com for all your security needs. We even ship your products the very next day. That's www.StunGunMics.com for real spy gear, real security, and awesome gadgets.
Where in the world can you find a working replica of Da Vinci's catapult design, an inflatable sumo wrestler's costume, or a watch that tells time backwards? At DaftGadgets.com, you'll find all sorts of fun, retro, remote control, and even outrageous items that probably can't be found anywhere else. If your idea of the perfect gift is a horse head pillow or a mankini, hurry on over to DaftGadgets.com. That's DaftGadgets.com.
This is a high Christmas priority for the survivalist on your gift list.
Ho, ho, ho!
For a very limited time, MyPatriotSupply.com is offering 30% off a special Christmas preparedness package. Now through December 14th only. Stuff a stocking with a preparedness package that includes a 72-hour, 16-serving food kit, an emergency quick stove with 4 fuel discs, plus a 5-pack of replacement fuel discs, 2 LifeStraw personal water filters, 1 magnesium fire starter, a 4-pack of waterproof matches, and a $25 gift certificate to MyPatriotSupply.com. Regularly over $140, but now only $99. With free shipping to the lower 48, only from MyPatriotSupply.com and only through December 14th. Hurry to MyPatriotSupply.com or call 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. Merry Christmas from MyPatriotSupply.com.
Lunch is ready!
And it's an MRE smorgasbord at longlifefood.com. In 1983, Long Life Food Depot was one of the first to sell MRE pouches to the public, and we're still selling them almost 30 years later. Today, Long Life Food Depot has the world's most complete MRE online buffet, because MREs are all we do. Tasty varieties of chicken, beef, salmon, and pasta entrees, plus sandwiches and our easy-to-use pouches. Full moisture, long shelf life, and ready to eat hot or cold. We sell by the pouch or case, so the choices are endless, and so are the graduated quantity discounts. The more you buy, the more you save. Call 800-601-2833 or go to longlifefood.com to join our email list for upcoming announcements like the Rollaway Food Pod. Plus, enjoy fast and free shipping. Just call 800-601-2833 or visit longlifefood.com. Emergency preparedness, emergency relief. Longlifefood.com since 1983, sending real food to your real future.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Dial in and bring up anything you want at 855-453. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features are free on our site, so you may enjoy them over at freetalklive.com. Plus, you can grab the mobile site on your smartphone, m, as in mobile, .freetalklive.com. That's m.freetalklive.com. And that'll connect you to our live streams to allow you to listen anytime, anywhere you have a decent data signal. Go to m.freetalklive.com. Free Talk Live is brought to you by SACL CAI.
SACL CAI is a company that handles accounts receivable. You can see their banner at freetalklive.com. It's the top one on the right-hand side of the page. SACL's owned by a man named Jason Osborne, and he's been supporting Free Talk Live for a really long time. So, you know, if you like the ideas of liberty and you've got a business, maybe you should turn over your accounts receivable to SACL CAI. You can see their banner, like I said, at freetalklive.com.
We're talking with Greg in Cincinnati about the non-aggression principle. And, Greg, you brought up this situation someone, I guess, shared with you, which they believe invalidates the entirety of the non-aggression principle. And how do we define the non-aggression principle in the first place? Because I don't want to use insider terminology when we've got, you know, folks listening that may never have heard of this before. Anyone care to take a crack at that?
You want me to? Great. The non-aggression principle means that you cannot use force to initiation of force to achieve personal or political goals, any kind of goals. It's not okay to initiate force.
Exactly. And I think that's an important principle.
Don't hit, threat, punch or whatever first.
Right. I think that's an important principle by which to live. But another important principle that liberty-minded folks live by is that they take responsibility for their actions. So in the case in which you've described, Greg, and are you back with us?
I'm right here.
Excellent. In the case in which you described, there was something, you know, traumatic about to happen to a baby that could have caused the baby's death. You have to push someone out of the way in order to save the baby, which could result in an injury to the person that received the push. And so, therefore, the person you were talking to believes that in that that situation, it invalidates the non-aggression principle. And you'd ask for our initial responses, and Mark kind of gave you his. So here's mine on this, and then, Nemi, you're welcome to chime in here as well. I think that, you know, principles are valuable. That's how we should aim to live our lives. But in certain instances, you know, like the one you've described, if you want to save the baby's life, you would have to violate your principle. And as long as you're willing to accept responsibility for your actions, that is, you know, pay restitution to the person you victimized in order to save that child, as Mark suggested he would be willing to do in order to do something like that, then I think you're well within your rights and still you can still live by principle even if you didn't in this one particular moment. I don't think it invalidates the entire principle.
Right, and it doesn't make you a lifelong, it doesn't subject you to burning in hell if you make one exception, I think, it is what you're going toward, Ian, and I'm inclined to agree with that. This is the same philosophical kind of argument. I think the moral argument is to not do anything, because if you intervene, while you may prevent the death of the baby, you still initiate force against someone else. But realistically speaking, doesn't everyone want to save the helpless child?
Well, you know. Also, there's problems with intervening too. I mean, let's point them out and be realistic. First off, you never know. Sometimes it's hard to get your feet to move in certain circumstances like that. You're just kind of stuck in place. You're shocked and upset. And so I've been really, you know, Johnny on the spot at times and managed to stop people from getting hurt. I've caught them or whatever. And there's other times when something's happened right in front of me. I do nothing. Because I just, you know, my brain wasn't engaged. Mm-hmm. It wasn't ready for something like that to happen. Also, you can, if the baby's falling and you reach your hand out and attempt to catch him and they bounce off your hand and fall down and break their neck, well, who's to say that they wouldn't have broken their neck if you hadn't reached your hand out? So you take a chance when you choose to intervene and you're doing your best. And that's all anybody can ask for you. And I think that motive always, 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 always matters in a crime.
So, Greg, thoughts?
Yeah. So I had a thought on this. There's a reason why it's called the non-aggression principle and not the non-aggression law or non-aggression theory. This isn't science. We're not validating or invalidating things top to bottom according to hypotheses. And that being said, his example doesn't justify further the example, the situation of therefore using force to mandate on a government monopoly of a court to then sort this out. And I think that's ultimately what this comes down to, is do you have a choice in who you are going to go to when you have these sort of situations? And that's really the issue at hand here, I think. It's not the moral thing that occurs in that instant. It's how you're able to sort this out according to the non-aggression principle or voluntary interaction. And I think it's important to sort of be wonky about it and sort of stretch it out that way, because that isn't that really sort of the question that we're debating here when it comes to a philosophy of liberty?
Isn't what the question? I'm sorry.
I said, isn't that really the question that we're debating when we're talking about a philosophy of liberty? Who's going to decide in these murky situations who ends up being the one who did aggress? You know, you have the right to take your services elsewhere, to a private court system and decide this out according to the consumer. His example here does not justify a monopolized force.
No, I can't imagine how.
I don't think he was trying to get it that way.
Oh, yeah, he was
just trying to invalidate the non-aggression principle.
I think that's what it comes down to, and that's what I'm saying, is that in order for this argument to hold water, you have to then take it one step further and say, okay, do we just not believe in principles at all whatsoever? Or are you going to say that this then justifies anything, including the monopoly of courts to sort this out? Or, you know, where does one draw the line? It's sort of like being intentionally vague, and that's the point, is these things are vague, and the question is, do you have the right to sort this out in a fashion of liberty and not furthering the non-aggression or furthering aggression through monopolized court systems. And again, that sounds so wonky, and I guess you could say libertarian machoism. But I think it's important to make that distinction further to the understanding of the voluntary society, and not just the sort of moral specific situation, according to these unique little situations.
Yeah. Yeah. I see where you're coming from. I didn't hear that in the initial example, that it was an attempt to invalidate the ideas of a market-based justice system, but more of an attempt to poke holes in the idea of the non-aggression principle. And the non-aggression principle isn't, it's not a perfect system, but then again, nothing is a perfect system. Mark, you've given the example that...
It sounds perfect in this circumstance. What's imperfect about this circumstance?
Well, the suggestion of the individual we're talking about here, and that person's not on the phone with us to really get into this with them, the suggestion is that, well, because this situation exists, that therefore it invalidates the non-aggression principle,
doesn't.
Because you can't live by the non-aggression principle at all times, therefore it's not a valid principle.
Okay, so the non-aggression principle, for the purpose of making it easy for people to understand, is one sentence long. But there's more to it, that if you aggress on somebody else, you need to make them whole.
Right.
And, yes, in life, you're going to accidentally aggress on people. You're going to you're going to do that. And that's going to happen. So when you make a mistake, you attempt to make people whole. So in this circumstance, you attempt to make them whole. The principle is not in any way invalidated.
No, I agree with you.
It's not even tested.
That was my point, that this does not invalidate the non-aggression principle. And anyway, Greg, thanks for sharing that tonight. Do appreciate your thoughts and the time. 855-450-FREE is the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-855-450-3733. Speaking of critics of the liberty movement, there is somebody who has written over at the Gonzo Times, which may not actually be a serious website. I've not yet been able to determine this, but they basically written themselves a hit piece against the Free State Project, suggesting that it's essentially a racist movement of people who shouldn't be calling themselves anarchists.
I think that he's just making some silly jab about the racist part, just simply because the largest amount of libertarians are white. Okay, there's plenty of black, brown, and whatever libertarians, so who cares? And why do you care what color they are? That must make you a racist. Mostly what this is a person, if this is a socialist that calls themselves an anarchist, saying that you libertarians that call yourselves anarchists aren't real anarchists. It's the same old boring, trite argument over this dumb word that should be retired by both sides. You're not an anarchist if you're a socialist. You're not an anarchist if you're a libertarian. Forget it.
Yeah, neither side believes the other side is an anarchist.
And I don't believe either side is.
855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll-free line. You take control. Free Talk Live.
Hi, I'm Dave.
Hi, Dave.
And I've got no idea what makes a website successful. Believe me, I've tried.
Lucky for Dave, there's Web.com. Web.com will build his website and yours for free. You heard right. You can do what over 3 million small businesses have already done. Team with the experts at Web.com to get a website built for free. Plus, you'll get 30 days to experience our comprehensive hosting, support, maintenance, and marketing on Google, Yahoo, Bing, and hundreds of other locations absolutely risk-free. For more information on getting your website built for free, call Web.com today.
Wow, thanks. I feel much better.
You can make that call.
Call Web.com today at 855-885-2819. That's 855-885-2819. Or visit Web.com/radio.
For all women and men who wish their fingernails were harder, this Christmas, wishes come true. Introducing Nails of Steel, a new revolutionary nail hardener. Nails of Steel puts muscle into your soft nails with a creamy, rich, natural herbal formula that is antifungal, hypoallergenic, and biodegradable. Just massage a drop of Nails of Steel over your natural or polished nails and go. With Nails of Steel, there's virtually no drying time. Within the first week, you'll notice your nails getting stronger to eliminate breaking, chipping, splitting, hangnails, nails, and fungus. Nails of Steel makes a great stocking stuffer for women or men. And right now, get 3 1-ounce bottles for only $74.95. That's about a $5 price break on each bottle that'll last you for months. Visit nailsofsteel.com. That's nailsofsteel.com. Nails of Steel. It's like a salon in a bottle.
natural disaster strike and the water supply is shut off, you won't panic because you have a CWR emergency water filter. CWR Environmental has been supplying emergency water filters worldwide for over 25 years. The difference? CWR emergency water filters are portable, easy to set up, and exceptional at removing bacteria, parasites, sediment, and many harmful contaminants, including chlorine and harmful microorganisms. Plus, they are NSF certified to assure performance. CWR emergency water filters can produce thousands of gallons of safe drinking water from any water source and come with a 5-year warranty and money-back guarantee. For a limited time, the filters are specially priced with free shipping. Call now, 800-444-3563. That's 800-444-3563. Or go to CWRSurvival.com. That's CWRSurvival.com. CWR Emergency Water Filters. Drinking water you can trust for when you need it most. CWRSurvival.com.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing. Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait. There's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE. You take control. Bring up whatever you want at 855-450-3733. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site for free, so enjoy them. And if you like the show and want to help support Free Talk Live, you may shop with us. Go to shop.freetalklive.com. Once again, that's shop.freetalklive.com. That'll allow you to connect with Amazon as well as Newegg and some other online purchasing options. And whichever one you choose, Free Talk Live will get a portion of the purchase price. So Amazon, for instance, when you go to shop.freetalklive.com, click into the Amazon that's right for you, Amazon UK, Amazon Canada, or US, and then Free Talk Live will get a pretty decent chunk of the total sales. This is money that Amazon would keep for themselves if you just went through their regular website link, but if you go through our links at shop.freetalklive.com, they send a portion of the total purchase to Free Talk Live. So it's a way for you to get the stuff you're looking for at the great Amazon prices you're used to, the free Super Saver shipping that you're used to, and send some of the money to Free Talk Live. So once again, go to shop.freetalklive.com. So our number here again is 855-450-FREE. There is this article at the Gonzo Times I mentioned a moment ago, Mark, where they're on the attack against the Free State Project, calling it the future of white America, as though this is some sort of a racist movement, which is absolutely insulting. One of the black people who is a member of the Free State Project called in last night, Colin from Nashua. Now, honestly, we don't have enough minorities in the liberty movement. It's true. And I would like to see that change.
I think it needs to be said, too, that New Hampshire is very white bread as it is.
Yeah.
As it is. I mean, we've talked on the show. I have a friend. We were pulled over in Swansea not too long ago, which is one of the towns right around Keene.
Your black friend, right?
My black friend,
the,
right.
The guy who basically says he was the only black guy in Keene when he was growing up.
That's right. Yeah. Exactly. So
nice guy.
My friend Jeremy. He's fantastic. And we were given a hard time in Swansea in the middle of the night because I was guilty of having a black passenger. So it's not... I don't think this is limited to the Free State Project. I think, you know... New Hampshire just is very heavily populated by white folks.
And I don't know why that is. I mean, it can't be a weather thing because there's plenty of, you know, blacks and Hispanics living in Boston.
Right.
Or even just across the street in Brattleboro, across the Connecticut and Brattleboro.
Is that true?
There's a larger percentage of population than there is in Keene.
I'm curious about that. I don't know what the difference is.
You know, so this is what bothers me here. Is
Manchester and Nashville are more populated.
There's certainly a reality of skin color out there. But why do we make a big deal about it? I mean, if we want racial barriers to disappear, then why is it that, you know, we're going to wring, I'm not going to wring my hands over these things. I want to make people feel welcome, but I want to make everybody feel welcome. It doesn't matter to me the color of their skin. I mean, clearly it matters to this guy, and I think that it's to his detriment.
So this person is, I don't know, it's over at gonzotimes.com. And they give an excerpt of what the Free State Project is from their website at freestateproject.org. It says then, what the website leaves out is that this group of bourgeoisie is also at the forefront of the anarcho-capitalist and voluntarist movements, as expected from a movement that bases the whole of its radical, they put that in quotes, philosophy on Ron Paul throwbacks and small business angst. The sales pitch for this Murray Rothbard caricature of Jonestown reads, and then they give you what the Free State Project, you know, suggests here. Are you frustrated with the loss of freedom and responsibility in America while the growth of government and taxes continues unabated? Do you want to live in strong communities where your rights are respected and people exercise responsibility for themselves and in their dealings with each other? If you answered yes to those questions, then the Free State Project has a solution for you. And then the opinion of the article writer here is, their solution? Escape to the capitalist heaven of New Hampshire, where there is no general sales tax and barely any pesky minorities. If that hasn't convinced you, let's read some more reasons to move to New Hampshire from the Free State Project's own 101 Reasons to Move. And then they give some more examples from that excellent document, which I highly recommend you check out over at freestateproject.org. And then he continues. He says, so if you like flailing unregulated knives, helmetless on a motorcycle you paid for with tax-free capital gains, then New Hampshire is the place for you.
Oh, my God. Can I just interject here? Now, I'm not a member of the Free State Project. I'm a native. I was born here.
Mm-hmm.
And every other year, I go up to Concord because helmet laws are under the gun again. And seatbelt, we are the only state in the 50 states without a seatbelt law. I go up every 2 years, I think, the Highway Safety Agency comes through and offers a one-time payment of about $1 million, which is less than a dollar per person mm-hmm. in the state of New Hampshire, to make a permanent primary seatbelt law.
Mm.
So they talk about helmets. Now, I'm a motorcycle rider. I've been a motorcycle rider for a long time. I don't need a law to tell me that it's common sense that I wear a helmet. I wear a helmet. I wear my gear. I drive responsibly. I wear my seatbelt in my car. I don't need a law to tell me, and I certainly don't need the police to have one more reason that they can come in and abridge my liberty and come look at my car or just give me a hassle. I just don't think I need a government that's going to tell me what to do or tell me a nanny, hover, helicopter parent, tell me right. You must wear a helmet when you're going outside. You know what? What if I don't?
And that's why we need more people to think like you do to make the move here so we can ensure that those things don't come about and hopefully repeal the current amount of nanny statism that we currently
yeah,
have.
Yeah, and unregulated knives, may as well just expand that to say unregulated guns as well. You know what? Regulation doesn't fix the problem as people perceive it. You know,
no one's getting stabbed in New York City.
No.
Come on.
Right, and nobody's getting shot in Chicago. Yeah. Come on. You know, regulation is not going to fix the problem.
He says, if all of this still doesn't convince you, they have explicit support from both Ron Paul and John Captain Racism Stossel. I'm not sure what that's supposed to
mean. What does that even mean?
I don't know. Beyond the humor is...
because here's what it is it's easy as pie to ignore people's, you know, if you don't want to rebut the very logical ideas of libertarianism or liberty or whatever you want to call them.
Just call everyone a racist.
Just call them bigots.
Yeah.
Because they don't want to, because I guess the idea is that I don't want to support government welfare, which I guess they believe goes to minorities as maybe some kind of reparations or, well, I don't know, whatever, what the claim is. Because they might believe that, and because I don't want to support that, that somehow I'm a bad person. Now, forget the fact that I, you know, donate to all kinds of charities. I'm sure that, you know, dole out their money in all kinds of ways to people who are, you know, of minority descent. I frankly don't care how much melanin's in your skin. I'm not going to donate 4 or against you based on how much, you know, cockadin or cockagen or cockatin or melanin's in your skin. It just doesn't matter to me.
Beyond the humor, this is all a very sad expression of the core of the voluntarist movement, a movement of white, middle-class males who feel alienated by taxes and poor people.
Wait a second, I'm not male.
You are in the minority, though, in the liberty movement as
less
a
so
female.
As time goes by, though.
That's right. More women are coming here every day.
Not much more needs to be said to prove the point about the Free State Project. They seem to explain it themselves. Anything redeemable about this wholly reactionary organization is easily flushed away in a hysteria of anti-state reductionism.
There's nothing reactionary points. About the Free State Project. The idea is to be proactive.
Well, I think moving here is a reaction.
Yeah, I think he's suggesting it's a reaction against the statism that we've experienced.
Okay.
But once people get here, I don't think it's so reactionary. I think you're right, Mark. It's more proactive.
My real criticism, he says, lies in the audacity of the Free State Project to associate itself with anarchism.
See, this is what it all comes down to. Oh, my God, my beloved and Circle A!
By the way, the Free State Project has not in any way associated itself with anarchism.
Not at all.
The statement of intent for the Free State Project says that you'll move to New Hampshire and exert whatever effort you can to the fullest effort possible to work toward a Mac government where its maximum role is the protection of life, liberty, and property, which suggests that while people who would consider themselves no government folks are welcome in the Free State Project, also people who consider themselves small government folks are also welcome in the Free State Project. So ultimately, based on its statement of intent, the Free State Project is a much more encompassing project than just something open to so-called anarchists.
Yeah, so I want to speak to anybody who may call themselves an anarchist that, you know, is actually a libertarian by my definition here. Do not spend your time engaging people online about whether and who's more anarchist. Stop bothering the socialists calling themselves anarchists about who's more anarchist. Because this is, I mean, look at this guy. He's wetting himself over this whole thing. I mean, this is a long blog post rambling
on. I'm not going to read the whole thing.
And it's all just about who's the bigger anarchist. And really, this is the best thing we can do for liberty? Fight over a word that is pointless, that does nothing but, frankly, largely demeans the liberty movement? That's the best we can do? It's just pointless to me. Yeah. I read the thing. I read it, you know, until he got to this part, scanned the rest of the article, saw some of the comments in there, and took a look at the picture of this guy and said, I got nothing left to do with this.
Yeah, he admits later that he's a Marxist, and so what more do you need to know? 855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll-free line. Your thoughts are welcome on whatever's on your mind. Hour number two is next. Take control. It's Free Talk Live.
Are you in trouble with the IRS? Tax Debt Relief Centers wants to give you a free consultation to give you real relief. We know your rights. We know how to get you maximum relief. If you owe the IRS or state $15,000 or more, call us for a free, no-obligation consultation. We can help with liens and wage garnishments. Get freedom. 800-714-9653. That's 800-714-9653. Help is here. Call 800-714-9653.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crust, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients. Dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.